B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Maggie, how can we help you?
I need you guys. I don't know. I've been dating this guy. We've gone on a couple of times. We had a good time. I had a good time. I liked him. You know, I thought he liked me. We were texting all the time, chatting. You know, it was going great. And all of a sudden, he's like, I mean, he's not completely ghosting me, but he's like one word answers, super distant, yeah, not interested in seeing each other.
He's on the way out.
I guess, but yeah. I don't know. For no reason.
It's like the equivalent, whenever I try and explain that to someone, I'm like, when somebody's on the way out, I go, picture you trying to have a conversation with someone, and you can tell that they're trying to leave the room at the same time, and they just look back at you and say, no problem. And they're like walking out as they're answering you. I go, it's the same thing. It's like he's giving you the absolute minimal effort to respond.
But I just don't understand why. I'm clueless about this. I mean, we had a good thing.
Yes.
You know, I had to go away for a family wedding for like a week. I was gone. I came back. All of a sudden, he's real short with me. I mean, I didn't talk to him much while I was away, so I don't know if he's mad.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him.
So it was nothing happened before you went to the wedding, though? Like the last time
no.
you guys had? No.
Things are great. I mean, they're great. Like I said, we went out a couple times. We were chatting constantly, talking all the time, and all of a sudden, complete change.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll call him up, and if he answers, he can let us know either why he's not into you or maybe something's going on and he'll want to see you again.
Thank you.
All right. We just spoke to Maggie. She's very flustered because supposedly she thought she had this good thing going on with this guy, Marlon. She thought that they basically had a relationship.
That's always weird.
Yeah, they thought it was developing. All of a sudden, she goes to a wedding. She's away for a week. She comes back, and he hasn't completely ghosted her, but he is on the way out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He responds in one word answers.
Or one letter.
Oh! I don't know what's worse, just the letter K or the K with the period after it.
I'd rather be ghosted completely than just giving me the K or the one word.
Yeah, it's like you're either in or out. Don't have one foot in and one foot out. Anyway, are you sure? Before we call him, Maggie, are you sure there's nothing that he might have misconstrued that you did or said?
No, the only thing I could think of, like I said, I was at this wedding. Maybe he met someone else. Maybe he's mad because I didn't have a lot of time to talk to him. You know, it was with family. It was a busy wedding. I mean, I haven't done anything, so I don't know what it could be.
All right. Well, stay quiet and we'll give him a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marlon?
Yeah, it's Marlon.
Oh, perfect. Marlon, please don't hang up the phone. This is, it's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And I can explain. We got your phone number from a girl who likes you. Like,
Wait, where are you calling from?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station because we got your phone number from a young lady who likes you a lot. She likes you, and she said that you like her, too. She feels as if there's feelings on both sides. So she would love to go on a date with you so you guys can see, you know, if there's a connection there. And the reason we're calling you is because we will pay for whatever date you choose, my friend. You pick a place that you want to go eat. You pick the day, the time, all that stuff. We'll set it up on our end. We'll reserve everything. We'll pay for it. And basically, you and this young lady just see if you guys could hit it off.
Well, who are you talking about?
So the girl, you actually know her, like I said, and her name is Maggie, and she said apparently you guys were
I'm good with that, man. I appreciate it, but I'm good with that.
Can you tell us why? Because so we spoke to her and she said she was very confused because ever since she came back from her the wedding she was at, that you've been really weird towards her and not like hanging out, giving her one word. She feels as if you met someone else, basically.
Oh man, it's a crazy time now, man. Like people getting sick. It's just, and I believe in being safe, and I want to be off on my own.
Wait, what?
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, she's sneezing like crazy, man. Like she has all that respiratory that they're talking about in the news.
Hold on.
And like, I
wait a minute. Wait.
Like respiratory like corona?
Are you talking about, yeah, coronavirus?
Yeah, coronavirus, man. It's scary.
But sneezing, you know, before corona, people used to sneeze.
Plus, he was in New York. It's crazy. And you know what else? She's at a wedding. This is the kicker. She was at a wedding, and her brother married an Italian girl.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Wait a minute. Okay.
What?
If he's saying what I think he's saying.
Her brother married an Italian girl, so, yeah.
What does my sister-in-law have to do? What are you talking about?
By the way, Maggie's on the phone, Marlon. She heard everything you said.
Marlon, are you ignorant? What are you talking? My sister-in-law's Italian, and I have coronavirus?
Like, I'm just saying, I believe this is spreading like wildfire. Are you watching the news? I mean, maybe you're not informed.
Allergies. It's that time of the year. Every year around this time, I sneeze, I cough.
It is allergy season.
I can't help it.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Did you hug your brother and your sister-in-law at the wedding?
Of course.
I'm out.
Are you serious?
Marlon, you're ignorant.
So, Marlon, you think that in this time you haven't come into contact with anybody who might have been in contact with somebody who's Italian or somebody who's somehow been connected to someone who's been in New York? You think you've been completely corona-free this whole time?
Yo, bro, I don't even go out to eat anymore. I don't eat Italian subs. No, I don't eat any. I'm not eating out. I'm being careful. I'm being responsible. What's she doing?
Okay, why don't you read a book? Why don't you learn something?
No.
Fool.
You know, it's just like a matter of time until Marlon gets it, right? I mean, he's just setting himself up. Okay, so, Marlon, we originally called you to see if you wanted to see Maggie one more time. I'm guessing you're going to say no?
No, hell no, man. I'm not getting near that.
No, okay.
You're an idiot.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
This is how we do it.
Yep, we're going to do it again, and you're going to learn. No matter how comfortable it feels and it seems and the other person is acting, you should never get too comfortable in a brand new relationship or else you'll be talking to us for a second date update on the 10th. Monday, 7th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.